Get up with Bree and Gondi.
R&B Fridays officially kicked off right here.
That's right. We play all R&B from 6.
From right now. Hey, Dr. Harry's on the show after 8 o'clock this morning.
I used to love that show back in the day.
Harry's Practice.
Is he still kicking?
Yeah. I don't know about on TV, but he's still kicking around.
No, not on TV.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him
actually,
much
still
on
does,
TV.
Yeah, he still does little bits and pieces. I can't remember exactly where, but...
He does those bits where he tries to sell products on the Today Show and stuff.
Nah, he's doing better than that.
No, he was doing those.
What do you mean? The guy that does the infomercials?
So he wasn't the guy, but he was like one of the guests, like when they're trying to sell something.
Well, he's got his own pet food or something, doesn't he? I see in the supermarket.
That could have been what it was.
His face is on one of the things.
Could have been what it was.
This all started, by the way, just to get you up to date. I got a question about my dog.
So it's all about you.
Oh, you don't do things that are just about you on this show from time to
time? Every
day. Exactly.
Actually, I need to ask him a question about... Oh, I'm doing that just after 8:30. I might just ask him. I've got a cat problem at my house.
You got a cat problem at yours? I've got something with my dog. The segment is building as we speak, guys.
Remember I told you about it a little while ago? Probably around this time.
What's happening with the cats?
Oh, this bloody cat. I'm going to kill it.
So you want to ask Dr. Harry what to do about a stray cat?
Yeah. No, it's a cat Casanova.
It's sleeping with all the cats on the block.
Seriously, and every night at around 3 or like 2 in the morning, this cat wakes me up every night. And Brad Wood, who used to work, who's staying with me, goes, did you hear that cat last night?
Did the cat try to sleep with Brad?
No, it didn't.
Well, Brad's single, you know.
No, but it was waking everyone up in the neighbourhood.
All of a sudden... This segment is building, and I can't wait for Dr. Harry to be on the show.
Pet Chat! Oh, jeez, that scared the hell out of me.
Pet Chat, guys.
Jeez.
After 8 o'clock this morning.
I just packed it.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
CFM.
I thought you were doing something to me where, because you ran out of the studio.
Rachel's trying to sabotage the show.
What's she doing?
She goes, oh, come in here and listen to this. It's something we've got after 8.
Right.
Oh, and then I was like, I got to go. Like, we're on. She goes, no, look, they're playing another song. And I was like, that's 2GO.
I thought you guys were doing something to me where you left the studio and then you were trying to see what I would do by myself.
Oh, jeez.
I'd just sit here. Like, this is what I'd do. Oh, they're not here.
Not very interesting.
Hey, I was driving home from work yesterday. I've never seen anything like this, Bree. I pulled up at the lights, and I love to look in other people's cars. Do you do that? I'm an eye contact person. I love it.
Nah, hate that.
I kind of like to weird people out a little bit. I kind of just like to, you know.
You can always tell when someone's looking at you,
too,
at the set of lights. I'm literally the person that looks straight ahead.
So you just...
I don't want to...
Don't look at anybody.
No.
I'm the opposite. I'm eye contact. I even throw a wave every now and then. How you going? I do that every now
and
then.
You're getting so old, aren't you?
Why?
That's an old person thing.
No, it's not. It's a friendly thing.
My mum does that.
And she's a friendly, nice person.
No, she's a real cow.
No, she's not. Love mum and I. Anyway, I'm looking in this car yesterday and I look at this guy and he's looking down. And you know how where sort of the sat-nav sits sometimes? Mm-hmm. Not the ones that are in the top right, but the ones that are in the dash.
Yeah.
Kind of right front and centre.
Yeah, all cars have a screen there.
Yeah, screen. This guy watching TV. While he drives. TV.
You're joking.
So not listening to the radio, like people would be doing right now. He's watching a TV show.
What TV show was it?
Oh, you're going to love this.
Not Big Bang Theory? No, it wasn't. You're making it up.
No, it was some Japanese game show.
What?
Yeah, you know the really weird Japanese...
Like MXC? That's funny
You
show.
Know where they do the weird stuff?
MXC.
Yeah, what's MXC?
It's where they do all, like, real weird stuff.
Yeah, like what? Like, you know, they the stuff that makes them spew and then they've got to eat their spew.
Oh,
we're not talking about the...
No, I think we're talking about something different.
I think I've seen that on a Japanese game
Probably.
Show. But this guy's fully watching a Japanese game show while he drives around.
I didn't know that they could play TV shows.
I think this was one where, I think if you've got kids, you can hook them up to the back of the seat so the kids can watch something while you drive around to keep them entertained.
Oh, yeah. Connect them to the headrest.
I think he had that hooked up, but also to the front.
Okay.
So he could watch a bit of TV as well.
Is it a Tesla? I know they have a TV in the front.
So a Tesla's putting TVs in the front
but
now.
But they cost like $1 million, so...
No, it definitely wasn't $1 million Tesla cruising around the Central Coast.
There's one that's cruising around the Central Coast.
$1 million Tesla.
I saw it at Erin Affair a couple of months ago, and I was like, is that a Tesla?
A million-dollar Tesla parked it there in a fair.
Yeah. No, I saw the guy driving it. Because the screen is literally like a full... It's probably like a 32-inch screen in the front of that car.
Come on.
It's
that's
huge.
A ridiculous size.
No, you should see it. And seriously? It was driving it there in a fair, and I was like, who is that guy?
A million-dollar Tesla with a screen that size, 32-inch. I'd want the car to drive itself. Are we at that point yet? For $1 million?
I'm pretty sure Tesla's working on that.
Come on.
Yeah, those cars are incredible.
Come on.
This guy, I was like, who is that guy? And he was just kicking around.
I said to, I made, because I told you how I make eye contact with people, I gave the guy the...
What are you doing?
I gave the guy the stern, like, mate, don't be watching TV while you're driving. I gave him that look, like, what's going on?
And then you got back to your text message that you were typing.
Texting you saying, how's this idiot watching
what an
TV?
Idiot. I might call her, actually.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi. CFM.
Look, a lot of people hit us up at the CFM Facebook page, and we encourage people to do so. There's a lot of great things that people are doing in this community, and we wish we could promote them all. We really do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we only have so much airtime, but one that struck a chord with me was a guy by the name of Daniel Smith, who joins us on the show right now. Morning, Daniel.
Morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Good, thank you.
Good, mate. Thanks for jumping on air with us. Now, I'll let you tell your story because it is your story to tell, but you are doing a charity run, which is the Run for Olivia in the Blackmores Sydney Running Festival, looking to raise some money, mate.
Yeah, that's right. So about, it was just the weekend before Anzac Day last year, my fiancé Olivia, I was diagnosed with brain cancer, and it was pretty much, you know, from there, it was just an insane journey. You know, she battled really hard for 15 months and, you know, showed myself, our families and just everybody in this community, you know, what strength really is. And, you know, smiled throughout the whole thing. And she had a wish of raising $50,000 for brain cancer research. And sadly, on the 27th of July, she did lose her battle. You know, she fought so hard. She was always worried about everyone right to the very end. And I've taken it upon myself, along with a few others, you know, some friends and some family, to try and raise this $50,000. And this is just, you know, the first step of many that we've decided to take to try and raise that money. So we'll be, yeah, running in the Blackmores 10K Bridge Run on the 17th of September down in Sydney.
I guess it just goes to show exactly the type of person Olivia was. I mean, she was more worried about everyone else and raising that money for other people. Like, it just shows what an amazing person she was, Daniel.
Yeah, that's exactly right, you know. And she, you know, she always just used to say, you know, I used to ask if she was worried, and she'd say, no, I'm just worried about you guys and what you're going to do and how you're going to cope. You know, don't worry about me, I'm all good. And, you know, that was just her little saying she used to say to us all the time, you know, I'm all good, don't stress, I'm all good.
Mate, when I read this story, I put myself in your shoes, and I'm engaged at the moment, and just the thought of it, it brings me to tears just even thinking about it, Dan. So, I mean, what you must have gone through and still to this day, I imagine, shows a lot of strength on your behalf as well, mate.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think Olivia taught me a lot of that strength, you know, through her journey. I mean, we were so lucky. We were together for 4 years. It was our anniversary just last weekend. Would have been 4 years. But, you know, even in the 15 months when she was, you know, battling brain cancer, we were so lucky to be able to do so many amazing things, you know, little weekend trips away or holidays with each other to places that we'd always wanted to go. So, you know, we really did just live life to the fullest for that time, you know, even though she was so sick, you know, she just pushed herself and we just spent the most amazing time together. And so she's just given me, you know, such an inner strength that I never had before. And it's hopefully I can get there and we can reach her goal, you know, reach the $50,000 and, you know, just make her proud.
And how can people get involved, Daniel, if they want to donate?
So there is a donation page through the Blackmores Running Festival. I think you guys might be able to put it up on your social media pages if you can, or it's on my personal Facebook page as well. And, you know, any donation is welcome. I mean, I had a quick look last night just out of curiosity, and I already knew that we were actually the highest raising team for the Mark Hughes Foundation, but I had a quick look last night. We're actually the highest raising team for the entire running festival at the moment. So the support already has been just so overwhelming. When we set the page up, we set ourselves a goal of raising $4,000, and within, you know, 2 days, we'd almost doubled that, and we just could not believe the amount of support we've received from everywhere.
Yes, it is great to see the community getting behind you on this one, mate. And you've got a training session. Is that on tomorrow where people can come down and give some money and do a bit of a training session with you?
Yep, so down at Turtle Haven at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, they're going to be running a training session with a local personal trainer by the name of Jared Brown. He went to school with Olivia at Central Coast Adventist, and he contacted me a few weeks ago and said, you know, I want to raise some money for Mark Hughes Foundation as well. And I said, yep, perfect, got on board, and it's just gone from there. So I think we've already got about maybe 300 people that are going to be attending tomorrow, and the more the merrier, you know, as many people can come. It's a $10 donation on the day when you turn up tomorrow at 7. It's for all fitness levels, all age groups, you know, it's just a bit of fun. We're going to be raffling a night at the Crown Plaza as well, a night's accommodation there, so it's all money going to a good cause, of course, and something very close
to
my heart. And
yeah. I was just going to say,
a lot of other people's hearts as well.
Mate, love the work you're doing. Love the Crown Plaza as well. So that is a great prize if you want to get down there. And we'll put a link up on our Facebook page for anyone else who would like to get the details and donate as well. And I've got to say, mate, doing Olivia proud, no doubt about that.
Yeah, what an amazing legacy for her and you to carry that on in the coming years.
Yeah, most definitely, guys. And thank you so much for your time this morning.
Too easy. Daniel Smith here at CFM. Hit us up with that. Any sort of stuff like that you're doing at the CFM Facebook page.
We love to support the community and people doing amazing things like Daniel and Olivia.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Look, I'm sure everyone can relate to a first date because everyone's been on a first date where it's gone bad. I mean, that's no secret. I definitely can think of a few.
I was a pretty good first dater in my time.
All right, well, we're not all Casanovas like Gaunzi, but I've got the absolute winner. It doesn't, you can't top this because this is as bad as it gets.
All right, what happened?
A girl went on a Tinder date. She met up with a guy. They actually went to Nando's, one of my favourite restaurants, and they had a meal and then they decided they'd go back to his place and watch a movie. So this is first date. This is the first time she's been to his house. They're watching a movie.
First date's escalated if you're straight back watching a movie.
I don't know.
Doesn't mean movie.
Keep it casual.
Other stuff.
Keep it casual.
On a first.
Anyway. Nature has called. She's needed to go to the bathroom. She's went into the bathroom, and it's not number ones. It's number twos.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And it's not good.
No.
It's the first date. You're at his house. Obviously not a good situation. It's over. She goes to flush her business. No flush.
Oh, mate, get a toilet that works.
Panics. Obviously, you then panic.
Yeah.
You can imagine what she'd be feeling in the bathroom. She'd be panicking. What the hell am I going to do? It's already bad enough that I went number twos. What am I going to do now?
Didn't this happen to a friend of yours?
No, that's a different story. This is worse than that. That's the girl that, different story.
She tried to get rid of the...
This girl thought, there's a window. I may as well scoop it, dump it out the window. So she scooped it up. The window inside this bathroom is one of the ones that opens from the top. And as she's thrown the business out the top of the window, it's hit the windowsill and landed and kind of got stuck in between the two bits of window.
Yeah, so just leave it there.
No.
And do a runner. That's the idea.
No. Yeah. She thought, oh, well, what am I going to do now? I can't just leave it there. You could see it through the window. So what has she done?
Run.
She thought, I'm going to get up on the toilet. I'm going to climb through the top of the window and I'll just reach down and grab it and just chuck it.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. The girl has gotten onto the toilet. She's somehow manoeuvred herself to get up on top of the window and she's like wedged in between the window. And she's tried to grab it.
Yeah.
She couldn't reach it. So that didn't work, but then she's gotten stuck.
Yeah, jammed in there.
She's been wedged.
Her and the poo.
Her and the poo have both had the same fate, and they've been both wedged in between these two weird windows.
For how long? How long was she stuck there
before he realised? Upside down, she was there for 15 minutes until she realised there was no getting out.
So unless she called out.
She calls out to the guy.
Yeah.
The guy comes in. There's a photo of the poor girl who's wedged like handstand at the top of this window. They've then had to call the fire department because he couldn't get her out either.
He tried. I didn't know that part of the story. He tried to pull her out, did he?
So he hasn't been able to release her from the window's grip. The fire department have had to rock up. And then the girl, they've asked her, why were you stuck at the top of the window? Were you trying to do a runner? No, she's told them the real story, hasn't she?
Well, it's sitting right there. There's no way around it.
She could just say, that's not mine.
If I was him when I walked in and I saw that situation, I'd just move out of the house. I'd find another rental. Just leave her there. I don't think I could go through with it. There's no bouncing back from that for those two, is there?
Poor girl.
Do we know now, because this is a couple of days ago, do we know, would there be a second date? Any chance of a second date?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, that there's not.
Would you, though?
Probably.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Over the last couple of weeks, we started a hunt for a guy by the name of Lloyd Martin, who I spotted at the Terrigal pub when the Mayweather-McGregor fight was on. And he had the best-looking mullet I had ever seen. And I'm going to say the best mullet on the coast.
Yeah, we had him on our show and he was an absolute legend. Lord Lloyd, we've crowned
him. Yeah, had him on the show last week and to talk all things mullets. And we talked about doing a calendar of mullets on the coast, which we're going to get to. We're going to get to that. But Lloyd mentioned something within the chat, which he said he'd written a song about his own mullet. Mullet in the Wind.
Mullet in the Wind.
And
that has got hit written all over
it. I know. Mullet and I thought, that's a great opportunity for CFM and for our show to bring exclusively that song to the people of the Central Coast.
I'm excited about this.
We've tried to get in touch with Lloyd this morning, but his fame's hit a new level and he's busy.
He can't be contacted. You have to go through his people now.
Exactly. He's got a publicist now. I tried to put my hand up for it. He said, I want a good one. And I said, fine.
His loss.
People have been hitting him up all over.
Really?
He was in here the other day, secretly, to record Mullet in the Wind. And I've now got that song for you, Lloyd Martin. Here it is.
I'm walking down the street, my Vans on my feet. I will not be discreet, cause I'm going for a treat. I'm gonna let down my hair, some people may stare. I really don't care, I show them how to love it. Gonna get real, get freaky with my mullet. About my appearance, so I'm just gonna dance with my mullet in the wind. And I'll crack my VV long necks, I'll have a skull of them, get rough in my mullet, and I'll drive in the wind. Praise my mullet, praise my mullet in the wind.
Note at the end.
Yes, Lloyd Martin, Mullet in the Wind.
Touring right across the Central Coast at some point. We should get him in the pubs and the clubs.
Oh, we need to.
Mullet in the Wind.
What an absolute banger.
People were getting photos with him yesterday. DJ Delicious posted a photo with Lloyd.
I'm telling you, he's hitting the big time.
Mate.
That song, if that doesn't go to number one on iTunes.
Need a full version of it.
I won't be surprised.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Oh, man, this segment is just taking over the studio right now. Pet Chat. I've got a question I need to ask about my dog to someone. I need to get some sort of form of training, and they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and my dog Patch is about three. Would you call him an old dog?
No.
So he can still learn stuff?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's a myth. I think any dog, you can teach a new trick.
Well, he's done various training, and he needs more training. And then I was chatting to people about it, and they go, why don't you ask Dr. Harry about your problem? And I was like, what? Dr. Harry from the TV?
I'll just call up Dr. Harry.
from Better Homes and Gardens on Channel 7 on tonight at 7 p.m. I said, oh, okay, well, let me try and get him on the show. I love a bit of Dr. Harry.
And here we are.
And you wouldn't believe it, mate. Dr. Harry is here with us right now. Morning, Dr. Harry.
Morning.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Oh,
very
mate.
Well.
This is great stuff.
I heard all that introduction.
You heard it all?
I've now got a swell. You have to go buy some more caps now. I've got a swollen head after that.
People love you, mate. People love you.
People do love some Dr. Harry.
Now, look, Bree's got something she wants to ask you very soon about a stray cat in her area.
I don't know if it's a stray.
It's hooking up with all the cats on the block. So we do want to get that from you in just a sec. But you heard my intro there, Dr. Harry. I've got a question. So I've got a blue English Staffy. His name's Patch. He's about three.
Yep.
He is the man when it comes to people. Loves people. Other dogs, not so much. What?
And that's probably pretty classic behaviour, quite honestly, for a Staffy.
Yeah, I know, but how do you stop it?
I would say, how do you stop what?
I want to stop him from...
He's had a few fights with some dogs, hasn't he?
He's quite a dominant dog with other dogs. So, and I know, and I know other owners get a bit sort of weirded out by it as well. I see it happening not just with my dog, but with other big breeds and smaller breeds. So I thought for the people that are in that situation, I'd ask.
Okay. Well, I would say, regrettably, 1 in 20 Staffies are dog aggressive. Now, that's simply because of their history. They were fighting dogs, as were English Bull Terriers. And they used to fight in categories that were usually pounds. So you had a certain pound division, and those dogs fought, and they fought for money. And still, that tendency to fight with other dogs is there in a percentage of Staffies. Now, not the big percentage, as I just said, probably 1 in 20, that's about it. How do you stop that sort of situation happening? Well, I would suggest to you that a lot of it is genetic. In other words, it's in his genes. But some of it may have been caused by what happened when he was young. And this is a very common situation that people need to look back on. When he was a pup and he went to all the training I heard you describe, some of that was no doubt puppy preschool. Now, what happens is that not all puppy preschools are good puppy preschools. A lot of them, unfortunately, are run by people who, I'll be quite honest, haven't had enough training. And they'll let dogs play quite aggressively with one another. And often, if he was a little pup and he was mixing with some bigger dogs and they sort of held him down and got a bit rough with him, then that's something he doesn't forget.
He was the smallest in his litter as well when we got him, and I noticed the other dogs weren't giving him much love, and he had to sort of fight his way to his mum's teat, so he fought his way there. But, I mean, so now that he's three, I mean, is there anything that can be done?
To desensitise this problem.
Yeah.
The simplest and easiest solution for you is to buy him a muzzle.
That doesn't look great.
The muzzle. Greyhounds have been walking around with muzzles on for years. They look fine.
Do you think, Dr. Harry, if you put a muzzle on Patch, that will stop him from being aggressive?
Now, just hang on a minute, right? The sort of muzzle you buy is very important. There's lots of different types of muzzles. The ones that are on the market, and they're a cloth-type muzzle or nylon-type muzzle, that actually fit like a glove over your finger, they're dreadful. Dogs will choke with those on. To get a Staffy muzzle, you're going to have to maybe even get one from the US, because you need one that's going to fit the dog properly, and they've got a shorter face, not a long face like a lot of dogs. So you need a muzzle that is, if you like, shorter and deeper than the average muzzle you're going to buy in a shop.
Okay. All right. Well,
you may have to get one from OS, but hang on a minute.
Yeah.
What happens when you put a muzzle on a dog is this, twofold. First, when you put it on, the dog almost seems to recognise that he can no longer do any damage to other dogs. So it has that effect straight away on the dog. The second thing that happens is that everyone sees you with a muzzle on your dog, knows that you've got an aggressive dog and will steer well clear of you. So that gets rid of the other dogs out of the situation as well. So I think it has those two effects. That's the simplest and easiest way of approaching the problem. Otherwise, it's called desensitization, but that takes a long time and you need a specialist dog trainer to help you through that. So simple answer. Muzzle.
All right, muzzle
him
up.
Sort of muzzle.
You're the man that knows what he's talking about. I'll be ordering one
works.
From...
It works.
I'll be ordering one for sure. Do you want to get to the cat or do you want to get Shelley?
Shelley has been holding on. She'd love to ask. We've got Shelley on the line, Dr. Harry. She'd love to ask you a question about her dog.
Okay, Shelley, go for your life.
Yes, so I've got an Aussie bulldog. She's near on two and she chews her paws continuously. No matter what we bathe her in, it doesn't change, and it's just always.
Okay. Is she white? Are the paws all white?
She's all white.
Yeah, okay. Have you got a lot of grass in your backyard?
More bindies than grass, but yeah.
More bindies than grass. you had to spray them a month ago. Too late to be sprayed them. Ready, B and C. Okay. A lot of these...
Yeah.
Their feet consistently have a yeast infection. Now, it's not a fungus, not a bacteria, it's a yeast, the same sort of stuff you use if you're going to brew some beer or something like that, okay? And it's a really nasty thing, and they will spread it from one foot to another by licking and keep it continually wet by licking. And they'll also often get it around their mouth, in their ears, and sometimes around the rear orifices as well.
Oh,
you need to look at all those spots.
Don't be getting a kiss from your dog, Shell.
No, I'd be passing on that.
That's exactly right.
Look at the calls come flooding in.
That works best for me is vinegar. So it's just straight white vinegar, and I dip the dog's feet in it, all 4 feet, at least 3 or 4 times a day. So it's neat vinegar, dip the feet in 3 or 4 times a day. Now, the other areas around the face, and if they're around the rear end, of course, you're not going to be able to do them with vinegar, and the ears as well, you're not. So there are special products which you can use for those, which you'd have to get from your vet. But if it's just the feet, please try vinegar for me. It will work because it tends to stop the yeast growing.
Bathe
kills it off.
The dog in vinegar. Acid.
There you just go, Shelley. Are you going to try that?
Just the feet.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because I've noticed she's scratching around her face too, but she's ripped all that apart because she's got sores everywhere.
You have to see the vet for that, because he'll be able to give you something that you can apply around that area, which will kill the yeast off. But honestly, just for the feet, vinegar works like smoke.
All right, well, Better Homes and Gardens, it's on tonight, Channel 7 at 7 p.m. We will get your... If you could hold the line for us, Harry, I want to find out about this stray cat. Because after 8:30, okay, you've got some audio on it, right?
Yes, that Brad's I've got some audio on the cat Casanova that's getting around my neighbourhood in Terrigal. If you've heard of it, if you've heard the cat, I'd love you to call through on 13 12 16.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
Messages coming through the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Pet Chat is the most exciting new segment of 2017.
I haven't seen those messages.
Oh, they're just to me.
It says no new messages.
Pet Chat. Oh, here's another one. Nothing says R&B Fridays like Pet Chat with Dr. Harry.
Still nothing on my
Must
computer.
Must just be me as well getting
no,
those.
No new messages
so.
Here.
People loving it. Yeah. It's a one-off segment that won't be done ever again, but Better Homes and Gardens tonight. Thank you, Dr. Harry.
Appreciate that.
He helped you out, though.
He did.
With
he helped
a situation.
Me out.
Yes.
I've got a real bad situation happening at my place, and I'm sick of it. I need to put a stop to it. I need to catch the cat Casanova.
Oh, he is getting around.
Can I just
hooking
say,
up with the ladies.
If you live in Terrigal, I need your help on 13, 12, 16 right now. If you've heard the cat Casanova kicking around, it's usually late at night and it makes a sound like this. That.
Now give us your cat in the vacuum cleaner. That's your favourite sound effect. That you love doing.
No, that was
one.
A one-off.
No, do it again for us. Where was the vacuum cleaner bit?
It was intertwined.
Oh, sorry. I've never heard it happen, so I don't know how it sounds.
If you've seen the cat Casanova, if you've heard it, I need your help. 13, 12, 16. I'm going to get to the bottom of
There's
it
There's a
next.
Call.
There's a call coming through.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
We've got a problem.
Yeah.
That's been happening at my place for the last, I'm going to say 4 months, and I'm over it. I need to put a stop to it. I've had a problem with a cat hooking up with other cats in the neighbourhood and waking up everyone. I've been woken up multiple nights. I woke up last night, I woke up the night before by a cat doing this sound. If it comes through.
May I play? Oh, so that's like out the window.
This is like I'm recording it. It's
catch
like
it in
a
the
cat. It
there.
Sounds like at one point I thought it was a child, and then I was like, no, that's definitely a cat. I don't know what's going on.
Something makes me think you're a little bit jealous of the cat
oh,
Casanova.
Come on, mate.
Hey?
I'm calling it the cat Casanova, and I need to put a stop to it with this.
Oh, did you do that live just then?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Live production on the show.
I want to get to the bottom of this
yes.
because I'm sick of being woken up, and I want to know if any other Terrigal residents have heard this cat.
13, 12, 16. It's a niche one this morning, but
it
if we can
find it's a very
someone,
niche one.
Who knows what's going on?
Brad Wood, who's been staying with me at the moment.
Yes.
He brought it up with me, and I'm embarrassed because he's staying at my place. He said, what's going on with the cat?
That's former afternoons announcer here, just
exactly
so people know
right.
who he is. Yeah.
We've got an ear witness account
okay.
from Bradley Wood, which will play of his account of the cat Casanova.
Made it through night 2 of hell sleep. Breeze place. What the hell?
there is this damn cat. I don't know what is going on, but, like, I reckon I checked it, my phone at, like, 12:40 on Thursday morning when it first happened, and it's happened again last night as well at the same time. This cat just starts, like, groaning. It sounds like a kid screaming for something, and then all of a sudden, like, bam, out of nowhere, after 90 seconds of groaning, it starts sounding like it's been strangled, and then it starts all over again, and it happens for about 30 minutes. I don't know if I can do a third night, guys. I seriously don't. Help me.
It's bad. Things are bad.
Another ear witness jealous of the cat Casanova in the block.
Anyone in Terrigal, have you encountered this cat Casanova? DJ Delicious, who works here.
Hey.
You're a Terrigal resident. Have you encountered the cat Casanova?
If anyone is going to meet a cat that's really horny, it is DJ Delicious, isn't it? Really? Who else?
Have you heard the cat Casanova?
Mate, I hear the cat every night.
Really?
I swear he comes to my door just to do that.
I bet he
and
does.
And you live in a different part of Terrigal.
I do. Yeah, yeah.
This thing kicks
Have
around.
Have you seen him?
No, I've never seen the infamous cat Casanova.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he sleeps on my windowsill.
Oh, he wants
so
a piece
that's where
of
it gets
the
awkward.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
yeah.
sure he does all his other stuff outside my house.
What did Dr. Harry say? Because you spoke to him off air.
I spoke to Dr. Harry.
From Pet Chat.
He thinks it's a stray. He thinks it's a stray cat Casanova.
Okay.
Who's kicking around, hooking up with all the ladies in the neighbourhood of Terrigal.
And what did he say to do about it?
He said...
Kick it. No? I love
cats. He said, with things like this, he's obviously not to sex because he's a stray cat. He said you can go to cat humane places and get a cat trap. And you can actually trap the stray cat and they will take it to the place that's really humane and they'll rehome
right.
the stray cat. Because he said it's actually a real problem because it's probably impregnating lots of cats around that neighbourhood.
Mm.
People should just get their cats to sex, though, really.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's happy. Let him go. Let him go do his
This is like the Antonio Banderas
yeah.
cats.
Take him to that
he's
place.
He's very handsome, by the way.
Ooh. Have you seen him?
Yeah,
what does he look like?
He's grey. He's like a George Clooney of the cat world.
A George Clooney of the cat world.
He's the George Clooney of the cat world.
Yes.
Oh,
and
man.
He lives outside my window and I'm sick of it, to be honest.
Ladies of the Central Coast, I would not put it past this cat.
Well, I hope
Just
he meets his other, like George Clooney has, Amal, and he settles yes. down because I'm overhearing about it.
You need sleep.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Bree and Gaundy, tops of 19, a sunny day and like that right across the weekend, which is great. Another message. What's that?
Smell that.
What's that? Holidays.
Holidays, guys.
Oh, one whole week. One whole week. Why don't that go quick?
Everyone's like, thank God, it's a holiday for us too from these two idiots.
Put some music on. We've had a couple of messages saying they're going to miss us.
I didn't see them.
You're not seeing any messages this morning. There's another message through about Pet Chat with Dr. Harry.
No, there's not.
No, there is. It says...
Don't lie to the people.
No, it says here, who needs 20K giveaway when you've got Pet Chat? You guys will definitely be number one in the ratings when you get back from holidays.
That's really specific.
Isn't it?
Really lovely too.
Last day of radio survey today. You guys will smash it thanks to Pet Chat.
Oh, look, this message now. It says,
you
guys don't buy people.
Oh.
You just do great content.
Does it say anything about Pet Chat? with Dr. Harry.
Hashtag great Pet Chat.
Pet Chat for life. Most exciting segment we've ever done.
No, it's not.
Hey, just before we get out of here, can we just say we bloody love you guys?
Oh,
if you're listening right
we've
now.
We've also had a couple of drinks.
No. Have you been?
Yeah.
What's in that coffee cup?
You know when I bend under the table?
I've got oh, a is that what you're doing under there? Drink responsibly. Bree's going to be at the Beery tonight, 7:30. I'm off. Who's someone calling? Is that Dr. Harry again with more Pet Chat?
Is that Dr. Harry?
Does he want to get on and do another segment?
If you want to call through and tell us how much you love Pet Chat, feel free to do that. Right,
I made the thing. Pet Chat.
Who is it? Put her on.
It's special. Who is it?
Who is it?
Are they trying to guess for 20K?
Yes, put her on.
No, they're not. Is it real? Is that what they're doing?
Hello,
Natasha. Hang on. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who's that?
Hi.
What were you after?
I called the wrong radio station.
Hold
I am
wait.
Terribly
Let's see
sorry.
If we can imitate them. Let's see if we can imitate.
No,
them.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to do it. I don't. Come on.
Come over to CFM, Natasha.
Yeah, Tash.
I always listen to you guys. Just sometimes in the morning, I listen to you.
Are you a flicker? Do you flick around?
I am a flicker.
Nah,
yeah.
Come on, lock it on.
What can we do to win you over?
Just glue it on. Glue it on,
Sam. Seriously, circuitly, I love you guys.
Oh. Is this? Yeah, okay. No, you ask her.
Tash?
Yes.
If you can name both of us right now, we'll give you a prize.
Okay, Bree and Gawndy.
Oh, you got tickets to the movie, Tash. Nice work. And what about our producer's name?
Oh, okay. Producer. Oh, my God.
This is so self-indulgent of us.
Oh, this is
starts
terrible.
With us. It's also very awkward for me right now.
You made me all flustered.
Rage, producer Rage.
Sorry?
Producer Rage.
Oh, I heard her say producer Rage. Yep. Nice work. You've got those tickets to the movies.
Well done.
Well done to see the new Ryan Reynolds film at the Met Cinemas in Tuggerah.
And what a shame we've held you up from possibly winning something
Don't
somewhere
worry,
else.
Don't worry, no one can get through on that line anyway this morning.
Fine.
It's been going way too long.
We love you, Tash.
Hey, we've also got here, just as we clear out the prize cupboard before we head off on holidays, the Gosford Classic Car Museum Family Pass, the perfect hangout. You can check out the Gosford Classic Car Museum and enjoy some of the nation's most unique and classic cars. I mean,
it's actually a really cool one for the family, especially if you're into cars. I think it looks awesome.
13, 12, 16 if you'd like that. 13,
and some
12,
more
16 if
movie
you'd like
passes?
Tickets to the movies.
We'll dish it all out. Yeah.
We gave away all our cash with Big Cash Limbo, although Rach is playing it again after 10.
Yeah, there's still some cash left.
We did $2,000 worth this morning. We do need to end.
Oh, that's right. We've got to do this.
On this guy, we've got more to go.
Free and Gordy, we clear app rap.
I thought we were getting out of here.
Nah, Jack the Rapper's here with the weekly.
Natasha distracted us.
I know. She really threw a curveball at us. Right. What are the topics?
The weekly wrap. Let's wrap it up with this. Jack the Rapper, the Socceroo results. The Socceroos results that unfortunately didn't have the best results this week.
Yeah.
Heading into the World Cup.
It's going to be tough to make the World Cup.
Yeah, it's going to be very tough for those guys. North Korean tensions and their gift package for the US. That's been big news this week.
Yep.
Also, a couple of baby announcements that happened over the last week and a bit. The royal baby, their announcement of the third baby, and also Serena Williams gave birth to her first baby.
I noticed there's a few players in the US Open right now who are loving the fact that Serena's out because they're actually advancing.
They're seriously, I think there's been more people enter the US Open than ever before.
They're like, what, Serena's out? Oh, I'm into.
Sign me up, hey, I've got a chance.
You're number 400 in the world. Yeah, but Serena's not here. I mean, there's
that
a chance.
That means anyone could actually win.
Guys, we are off on 1 week holiday. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll catch you on the other side of it. And
I'm sure there'll be plenty of fallout stories from the holidays.
100%.
I'm going to have to deal with my sleeping arrangements with my 12-person family holiday in the one house.
Potentially sharing a bed with your brother.
No, I'm not.
There's the chance.
I'd rather sleep in the cot.
There's a chance.
I'd rather sleep in the cot. And you'll be meeting up with your cousin.
Of course.
And your fiancé will be there. But, well, so you say.
It'll be a great time for all. We'll leave you with this.
We'll catch you after the holiday.
Have a good one.
So many tensions, we gotta be strong. Feeling apprehensive, we can't right or wrong. With the wrong, where do we belong? North Korea was clear, they have gift packages for the US. And better fear, Macron Trumbo could catastrophic. It seems to appear that war is inevitable, and it could have severe implications, complications as we steer our trust to idiots. What a bad idea, what's complicated is the road for the Socceroos. Even though they have won, they are feeling the blues. Due to Saudi Arabia, miss out on direct qualifications for the World Cup. I'll quickly dissect, they have to play Syria to have a chance to qualify. Due to Japan going down 1-0. Side putting coach in the hot seat, ride or die. To make it to Russia, cross the T's, dot the I's. Told not to forget, but royal baby number 3. Specifically told by super fan Gandhi, who's ecstatic and fanatic about the royal family. But we all know there is only one queen bee. However, the queen of tennis gave a birth to baby. Beautiful baby girl, congratulations. And we shout out all the mothers and all mothers to be. Much love and respect from us, Bree and Gandhi.
Get up with Bree and Gandhi.
CFM.